Well, back in the day, they said sooner or later Sarah Connor would get killed by a Terminator. But the first one failed, cause she wouldn't go without a fight. So then the T-1000 went back in time to kill John Connor in 1995. I'd like to tell you that story, cause the movie didn't quite get it right. Now the T-1000 was a quiet man. Unless you crossed him, then he'd smack you with the back of his hand. Except his hand would be a big metal spike that'd punch through your neck. He was liquid metal all the way to the core. He looked like a chrome version of Skeletor, but he could also shapeshift, so he used to raise all kinds of heck. Now he was shaped like a cop acting like a detective, cause he had to complete his main mission directive to track down and then to kill John Connor. Well, John was in an arcade when the T-1000 started getting real close, and it had almost found him, and if it weren't for his spidey sense, John would have been a goner. You may think I'm getting my stories confused, but there was this spider that walked through some radioactive ooze and it bit John Connor, and it had given him some superpowers. So he slung webs all over that Terminator, and then he made his escape via the elevator, and the T-1000 was ready to just give up and go hit the showers. He said, if I can't be an unstoppable killing machine, well, what's the point in living? Just because I'm self-aware, it doesn't mean I have to care about this stupid mission I've been given. Well, just then the T-1000 had a realization, and his neural net processor was filled with jubilation when he finally figured out what his purpose in life would be. You see, even though he looked like the spawn of robot Hades, he'd always felt a special bond with human babies, so he wanted to be a kids' show host on TV. Well, the next year, every morning around 7 o'clock, kids all over the country would just sit down and watch. He had many great lessons and wonderful stories to be told. The show was called Breakfast Time with the T-1000. It was a kind of a hit throughout the cities and towns, and the kids all loved him, even if his hugs were a little cold. So there's a story you may not have heard, but it's totally true down to every last word, and a story like that is sure to help you keep your sanity. You see, even a robot can overcome strife, but whether or not you figure out what to do with your life, in 1997, Skynet will pretty much destroy humanity. Hasta la vista, baby.